From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor underwent another day of Senate questioning about her views. The topic of abortion was raised, though the judge largely dodged the question, refusing to comment since she said she can't look at the issue in the abstract. Sotomayor also again answered the question of her wise Latina remarks, during which speech she said a Latina woman might issue a better ruling than a white man without similar life experiences.
I stand by the words. It fell flat. And I understand that some people have understood them in a way that I never intended. And I would hope that in the context of the speech that they would be understood.
Sotomayor said her comments were designed to encourage young people. On the abortion matter, she says she was never asked for opinion on the issue by President Obama before he nominated her. A Senate committee has become the first to complete work on a health overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee approved the bill on a party-line 13-10 vote. It would create a new government insurance plan to compete with private plans, require most individuals to have health insurance, and most employers to help pay for it. Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd, who filled in for ailing Chairman Ted Kennedy, hailed the measure.
This bill, because of what we've done, is going to increase access, it's going to reduce costs to individuals, and it's going to improve the quality of health care in our country.
But the panel's top Republican, Mike Enzi of Wyoming, disagreed.
What just passed out of committee on a partisan line costs too much, covers too few, and kicks people out of the coverage that they've got right now.
Finance, the other Senate panel working on the issue, has yet to unveil its bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
A Russian rights activist has been found slain execution style hours after being kidnapped in Chechnya. The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes reports.
The body of Natalia Estemirova was found dumped in a forest near the border between the Russian republics of Chechnya and Ingushetia. Hours earlier, the 50-year-old human rights worker had managed to shout to passers-by as she was forced into a car outside her home in the Chechen capital Grozny. In recent months, she'd been gathering evidence of a campaign of house burnings by government-backed militias. Natalia Estemirova was a close friend of the murdered Russian journalist Anna Politkovskaya.
The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes. Prices at the consumer level took their biggest bump up in nearly a year in June. The government reports its main inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, rose 0.7% last month, driven in part by soaring gasoline prices. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 256 points to close at 86.16. That was a gain of more than 3%. The Nasdaq rose 63 points today. This is NPR. Authorities in Iraq are reporting a couple of deadly bombings they say killed a total of 11 people and left dozens of others injured. Officials say one of the blasts occurred in Baghdad's Sadr City region when a bomb concealed in a plastic bag exploded near a funeral for the wife of a Shiite tribal leader. Five people were killed and nearly two dozen others were hurt. Earlier in Anbar province, a suicide bomber struck a security checkpoint, killing five civilians and one officer and wounding 19 others. AMR, the parent company of Fort Worth-based American Airlines, says the carrier lost nearly $400 million in the second quarter. But that's better than last year's second quarter. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA has more.
The world's second biggest airline says it lost $390 million in this ongoing recession. After excluding one-time costs of selling and grounding some leased aircraft, that loss dropped to $319 million, or $1.14 a share. That beat analysts' estimates. They expected larger losses. The company blamed $50 to $80 million in losses to the H1N1 virus. CEO Gerard Arpey said travel remained down due to the recession. And even though fuel costs are down more than 40% from a year ago, Arpey said fuel prices remain volatile and have risen recently. The company also reported growing revenue from its new baggage charges and in-flight food sales. American also said it will take delivery of 84 new Boeing jets over the next several years. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The astronauts aboard the space shuttle Endeavour blasted off the pad at Kennedy Space Center, finally getting a long-delayed mission underway. Today's liftoff comes after a month of delays brought on by a combination of mechanical problems and bad weather. Endeavour and its seven-member crew will spend 16 days in space. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.